You're listening to The Science Cafe on BBC Radio Wales, and this week we're talking about some interesting new developments in computing in Wales. And these new tools are helping to unlock some secrets of the past too. A team at Cardiff University have managed to decipher a hidden text inside a damaged 16th century scroll. Professor Paul Rosin from Cardiff University School of Computer Science and Informatics joins me now to explain this new technique. Welcome to the programme, Paul.
Hello.
Now, if we could, let's get a bit of background on the scroll first. It's a damaged, rolled-up scroll from Dis Hayward Manor in Norfolk. How do you set about discovering its contents, Paul, without damaging it? Talk us through the process.
Well, the first step is that the scroll has to be taken to an X-ray scanner, which is located in Queen Mary University in London. And so they put the scroll inside there and do a scan, which takes a long time. It's on the order of days and days, maybe a week, to scan a scroll like this. And after they've done that scroll, we've got this X-ray scan, which is very high resolution. So the scanner, it's not like a regular hospital scanner, but it's really high resolution, so that it can actually give you a resolution of on the order of something like 35 microns. So to give you an idea, that means it's actually scanning at a higher resolution than a human hair. And we capture this 3D volume of all the images. Essentially, it's like a big stack of images. And once we have that, we then have to do a lot of computer analysis, essentially use some image processing, computer vision techniques to try to uncover the surface of the scroll, the three-dimensional structure of the scroll. We then unroll it, essentially a virtual flattening of the scroll. And then once we have that, then we can actually read the contents that are written inside that scroll, which is otherwise inaccessible.
And when you say X-ray, what exactly is it that you're scanning for?
So it's an X-ray scan, like a fairly regular sort of X-ray machine, which means that it's sensitive to density. And so what we have in these images is essentially mainly three types of object. We've got a lot of background air, which has got low density, so in the image it just appears as black. We have some sort of intermediate density, which is the actual parchment itself, and then the ink, if we're lucky, has high density, and therefore it appears as some bright spots. And so we're lucky that in the medieval times they used to use a sort of ink which was obtained from iron gall, which is obtained from trees. And so the iron content gives that ink high density, which gives it then high contrast in the X-ray image.
So how is the computer reading this data? Is it all about algorithms?
So yeah, so we found that the actual scanning was just the very first step, and thereafter things seem to get a lot more complicated. And the problem is that these scrolls tend to be very compacted, and if you were to imagine looking at a cross section of the scroll, it's a real tangled mess of all the layers of the parchments that have been rolled up and squashed together and so on. So our first task, and really this is the most challenging one, is to take that 3D volume of X-ray data and then to try to find the surface of the parchment. And the way we work is that we actually do it on an image by image basis. So as I said, that we have all these thousands of images which are all sort of stacked together into a 3D block. And for each image, if you imagine, it's a cross section of the scroll, and therefore it should look somewhat like a spiral, or in other words, it could look a bit like a Swiss roll, where we've got this spiral which has a thickness to it, and along the spiral or along the surface of the parchment there are occasionally bits of ink on it. So we have to try to find, first of all, where is the parchment and separate it from the air. That's quite easy because there's a high contrast. But our big problem is that because the roll is so squashed up together, actually sometimes it's even fused together, so there's actually very little information about the separation between the various layers of this rolled up scroll. So we spend a lot of time trying to separate out these layers. Once we have that, we can then piece it all together from all the images to create a surface, which is the surface of the parchment, and then we can flatten it out. We have the X-ray density information that we can associate with all the points on the surface, and that essentially gives us our reconstruction of the unrolled scroll.
This all sounds like a very slow and painstaking process. Do you need a lot of patience, Paul?
Yes, so there is other work. Other people are also tackling this, and a lot of the previous work was very much manual. They would manually locate a little part of a document and they'd try to work out which part they should, where they should view it from. And, you know, that doesn't really scale up when you're talking about thousands and thousands of images and so on. So we have quite a slow process where we have to, first of all, separate the the surface of the parchment from the background, which takes on the order of some days to run this program. And then once we have that, we have to then piece it all together to make the surface, which takes another while. And so, yeah, the whole thing probably takes on the order of a week for us to go from beginning to end, and that's assuming that everything goes well. So once our program finishes, what we have then is an image, which typically is a very large image, maybe a very long image, could be tens of millions of pixels on that image, which is just an image of how the parchment or how the scroll would look. The problem for us is that when we look at it, it's got all these squiggles on it, which are characters and words and so on, but we can't actually really make head or tail of it, because of course these old legal documents tend to be written in Latin, and not only that, but they have the rather old-fashioned medieval writing, and so we can't even tell whether it's back to front or not. So we have to then pass it on to the historians, who can then tell us what actually is contained in the documents.
Well, that's truly fascinating. And now you have something to read. What exactly did you find?
Well, maybe to you and I, it may not seem very exciting, because it's a lot of legal information, so fairly dry, if you like. But there was information essentially about the life in the manor, in this Hayward Manor, as administrated by this manorial court, which was based at the manor. So there'd be lots of information, things like land transactions, payments of fines, names of jurors, information about the land and agricultural and so on. So that's all very interesting and useful to historians.
And now, Paul, you've had a taste of success. I believe that you're looking for more unreadable artefacts.
Well, the problem is that to get hold of these scrolls is difficult for us, because they're mainly held in various archives and museums and libraries, and they'll be looked after by curators and conservators. And you know, it's part of their job to be conservative, if you like, that they don't really want to hand over their precious, delicate, ancient contents to people to stick in an X-ray scanner. They don't even want them to travel at all. So there's a bit of resistance for people to give away these documents. But as we've been developing our techniques over the time and we've been showing various results, we're hoping that this sort of proof of concept will maybe make people less hesitant to actually hand over some of these documents. And moreover, we actually had, as an earlier part of the project, some analysis to check whether it did or didn't cause any damage. So they did a lot of complicated stuff like spectroscopy and X-ray diffraction and so on, and they could then verify that putting these parchments inside the X-ray scanner didn't actually cause any damage to the parchments themselves.
Paul, thank you very much. That's it for this week's edition of the Science Cafe.